It is time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and getting closer and closer to that special day.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Andy, a few weeks ago, I was thinking that with this baseball lockout, if it had continued, the Red Sox regular season would start late. In fact, it almost did, and I'm thinking, well, there's a good chance then that Chris Sale might be able to play in a higher percentage of Red Sox games, because if the season starts, let's say, on June 1, Chris Sale won't be ready until June 1 because something will happen, but he'll be able to play all of the games or be eligible, healthy anyways. Well, what happened this week to Chris Sale now that the season will start on time?
Well, Bill, with you thinking like that, I think you should go play the lottery tonight. Yes, Chris Sale, he's going to be out for a significant amount of time. He has a fractured rib. The Red Sox announced that yesterday. So they're saying it could be weeks, not days, before Sale can eventually get up on the mound and start throwing. And then, of course, he's going to be behind in his throwing program. We'll probably, obviously, missing all of spring training, so he'll have to be sent down to the minors to get work. And you may not see him until June 1st, as you had mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right. He's like the groundhog that sees his shadow every year. You know, and, oh, what? All right, Andy. It's the spring training season or schedule starts today. Tell us more.
It certainly does, Bill. They open up spring training this afternoon at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, hosting the Minnesota Twins. And tomorrow afternoon, the Sox will take on the Tampa Bay Rays in Fort Myers. Saturday afternoon, the Red Sox head to the other side of Fort Myers to play the Twins once again, and returning back to JetBlue Park to face the Orioles on Sunday afternoon. And if you want to watch the game today, you can. It will be on NESN, starting at 1:05.
All right. Speaking of excitement, Alex Cora has announced his opening day pitcher.
Yeah, he certainly has. Once Red Sox announced that Chris Sale certainly won't be the man on the mound, Cora quickly stepped up and said that Nathan Eovaldi will get the ball in Yankee Stadium on April the 7th.
Well, Andy, I know that we have a ton of Major League Baseball names in the news to share with the folks here today, but first let's go through the Red Sox news. What else is happening with the Red Sox front office and player notes as well?
Well, the Major League Baseball teams overall have been making a bunch of moves in the last few days. Red Sox have been on the quiet side, unfortunately. Maybe with the Chris Sale situation at this point, maybe Chaim Bloom's going to have to step things up a bit. But he did sign a pair of left-handed relievers, Jake Diekman, to a multi-year deal. He previously played with the A's. And Matt Strom, who was previously on the Padres, he was signed to a one-year deal. And speaking of the front office, Red Sox team president and CEO Sam Kennedy has confirmed that the organization is looking to bring the All-Star game back to Fenway.
We teased in our text above the podcast here today about Bill Lee. So what's up with Bill Lee? He's pitching again?
He has not stopped, Bill. The 75-year-old Lee made his debut pitching a scoreless inning the other night, allowing one hit for the Savannah Bananas, which is a barnstorming team. And you can actually look that up and watch his performance on YouTube. It was quite entertaining. So hats off to Lee. And well, maybe Chaim Bloom should reach out to Lee at this point and bring another left-handed starter in the mix. And there's a spot open for him.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay. Any other notes from the team and from the Red Sox?
Yeah, on a sad note, former Sox pitcher Ike DeLock passed away at the age of 92. Over the weekend, DeLock pitched for the Sox from 1952 to 1963.
Now, the season opens today for the Red Sox. Well, the preseason season opens today. Is there a NESN Classics that people need to follow?
Oh, sure. The NESN Classics. I'm still rolling right along on NESN Plus. It's the best of Kevin Youkilis this week. First pitch coming away at 3 o'clock, so you can watch the spring training game at 1. And then after that, you can slide right on over to NESN Plus. It's a game from June 22nd of 2008. Sox beating the Cardinals 5-3 in 13 innings at Fenway. Youkilis hits a pair of home runs in this game, including a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 13th.
All right, Andy, let's go to the Major League notebook here. What do you have for us from news from around Major League Baseball?
Well, it's been announced that unvaccinated players will not be allowed to play games in Toronto this year. And also, according to USA Today, players on the Yankees and Mets are subject to New York City's private employer vaccine mandate, meaning unvaccinated players will not be able to play in home games. The Yankees said on Tuesday the team is working with New York City Hall and other appropriate officials on this matter, while the Mets declined comment.
All right. And let's see here. Kyle Schwarber in the news. He signed.
Yeah, you want to talk about some free agents and signings and trades since we last spoke. So we'll start with some former Red Sox players that now have new deals. Unfortunately, Sox fans have learned that former first baseman DH Kyle Schwarber has signed a four-year contract, $79 million with the Phillies. And, of course, you know who the GM is of the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski. So there's another Red Sox connection there. So he snatched one away from Chaim Bloom. Former Sox pitcher Joe Kelly has signed a two-year, $17 million deal with the White Sox. And former Sox pitcher Adam Ottavino has signed a one-year, $4 million contract with the Mets.
I want to go back to the All-Star game, because isn't there a note on the Red Sox looking for the All-Star game down the road, and the players' agreement has an All-Star game note in it?
Yeah, St. Kennedy did announce that the Sox are looking to bring the All-Star game back to Fenway sooner than later, and according to that collective bargaining agreement, the All-Star game goes deep into extra innings. Not sure how many innings, they haven't said as of yet, but a tentative agreement says the game will be decided by a home run derby. And those details are still to be announced in all that type of a format. So I'm hoping we don't have to see an All-Star game being determined by a home run derby down the road. But I guess if that should happen, there's going to be a plan in place.
Because, Andy, does the All-Star game, it still now decides home field for the World Series, right?
No.
They did away with that.
Yeah, they brought that on for a number of years to try to make the game have a little more importance to it. And then they took it away. So it does no longer has anything to do with home field advantage for the World Series. But, I'm not into gimmicks, and that would be a gimmick. So, well, there you go.
You know, I'm not into gimmicks either, Andy. But, again, we agree to disagree here on this. Well, I say end the game. End the All-Star game. If it's, come on, if it's 12 innings, it's time for it to end, I think. All right. All right, Andy, other player signings or notes from MLB?
Some money being thrown around in recent days. The Rockies yesterday signed third baseman Chris Bryant to a seven-year, $182 million contract. Last night, the Dodgers signed first baseman Freddie Freeman to a six-year, $162 million deal. Yankees signed first baseman Anthony Rizzo to a two-year, $32 million contract. And the Dodgers re-signed pitcher Clayton Kershaw to a one-year, $17 million contract. The Nationals signed designated hitter Nelson Cruz to a one-year, $15 million deal. Last season with the Twins and Rays, the 41-year-old Cruz became the oldest player to hit 30 home runs in the season. And a few trades of note over the last few days, Yankees sent catcher Gary Sanchez and third baseman Gio Urshela to the Twins, third baseman Josh Donaldson, and shortstop Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. The A's have traded all-star first baseman Matt Olson to the Braves for four prospects. The Braves then signed Olson to an eight-year, $168 million contract extension. The Reds signed outfielder Jesse Winker and third baseman Eugenio Suarez to the Mariners for four prospects. And an injury of note that had the baseball world talking the other day, Padres all-star shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. He showed up at spring training with a fractured wrist. He's going to be out at least 3 months after having surgery, so the Padres and Red Sox have issues with fractures to start things off in spring training, and we'll see how things go today. And if you are looking to go to opening day at Fenway, this note I forgot to drop in earlier, home opener tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. There are still some seats available. You can either show up at the box office this morning at Fenway or call the Red Sox ticket office and try to get what's left of the opening day tickets.
Just take your rotary phone and dial in, huh?
That's the way to do it. That's how I would do it, Bill.
It's fine. We start with a fracture, end with a fracture. One's news and one isn't that big of a news because we expected something. Oh, whatever. All right, that's vicious. But Andy, I here's a quick question for you. If we have a moment, do you have one more minute here?
Well, for you, Bill, is always another moment.
All right. I read a headline. Don't read the story. But the Yankees have some holes to fill. Tell me about the Yankees. What are their holes? Or I mean, what do you think they are looking for?
Well, at this point, as with any team, the Yankees are looking for some starting pitching and some bullpen help as well. They're still looking for some situations being solidified in the infield. They could be looking at an upgrade at second base. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility. Third base is an issue as well, trading Gio Urshela. So it depends where DJ LeMahieu is going to end up. Will he play third base for the Yankees this year or second base? So you could see another person being brought in. Gleyber Torres in the mix. There's talk that he could be traded for pitching help. So there's some openings, obviously, in the in the infield, and even with the lineup, they're a little right-handed heavy. They did bring back Anthony Rizzo yesterday for a left-handed bat. And of course, the short porch at Yankee Stadium, you want to have as many left-handed power hitters as possible. So they are looking for another left-handed power hitter, possibly an outfielder, to round things up before the spring training schedule wraps up and opening day gets underway against the Red Sox.
You got it. Andy, great information, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, as usual.
There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.